Radio.
Radio.
X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
I'm Gordon Smart and this is the Evening Show podcast from Radio X. This is a first week back from your holidays podcast as well, which always stirs up those weird emotions from when you were a kid at school and you came back after the summer holidays and had forgotten to do everything. You became feral. I'm going to confess to something, Vin. Do you want to hear this?
Okay.
I remember coming back from my summer holidays when I was at primary school and going to the toilet and dropping my trousers and pants to my ankles and doing a pee and then remembering that's not really the proper etiquette at school, is it? You just need the zip down.
But that tells me that that's how you did it at home.
But I think I'd been wearing football shorts and stuff like that.
Even then, mate, why do you...
You just pop it over the top?
Yeah.
Nah, I just think
loosen the elastic.
I'm feral. I was at one in the woods.
I'm confused.
I know. Well, that's the reason for
I'm hurt. I'm confused.
Disturbed. It's horrible looking at you trying to picture that moment in my childhood.
Get it out of my head, mate.
Finn, tell me something from your childhood that was unusual.
I like listening to podcasts. Let's have a podcast and move on.
Yeah, we've got lots of stuff from the first week back, actually. Kasabian and Classic Albums on Monday night. We delved back into their debut album from 2004. It's 13 years old now, recorded on a farm just outside Leicester, and was a prog rock masterpiece with lots of electronic tinkering.
Yeah, lots of synthesizers. More than you think. I think, looking back at it, I thought of that album as one of those indie guitar-led albums, always on football game soundtracks and always on montages on TV or whatever.
Yeah.
But actually, it's proggy. There's a lot of synth, there's a lot of electronica in it, isn't there?
Yeah, do you remember Tom came on and told us a story about playing a gig where they bought this brand new sampler?
None of
them knew how to use it. And then somebody stole it at a gig in Wales somewhere. It's probably still sitting in somebody's bedroom trying to put CDs into it.
It's a good coaster though, isn't it?
It's a great coaster. And also, there was a lot of Foo Fighters news kicking around this week. Dave Grohl, Taylor Hawkins, up to all sorts of interesting things with the Beach Boys, Paul McCartney, and all the rest of it. But all that is to come on the Evening Show podcast. I hope you enjoy.
Radio.
Radio.
X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Here's a nice wee tweet I got from regular listener Jodie Boom. Great to have the dulcet tones of Gordon Smart back from his holidays. Substitute Peter Crouch was superb. Thoroughly enjoyed Crouch on X. He was brilliant. I've got to say thanks again to big Peter Crouch for standing in for me for the last 2 weeks. He really is one of the most genuine blokes you could ever meet. He definitely doesn't need the money. He came in to do the show for a couple of weeks because he genuinely loves music. Not only that, he's not short of a story or three to tell. Here he is, former England striker Peter Crouch, during his spell covering for me, telling one of his classic late night stories.
Let me tell you about one of the biggest nights I've ever had. Out of 10,000 people in manumission in Ibiza, I was the last person left. They were cleaning all around us. We finally decided to go home, and when we did, we went back with another footballer who shan't be named in this story, back to their house where they were staying. I thought it'd be a great idea to jump into the sea, and on the way down, I saw about 300 jellyfish. I was already fully committed by then, so as I saw the jellyfish, I thought, here we go. Head to toe in stings as I came out. Abby said to me, "What on earth are you doing, first and foremost?" And I said to her, "Right, you're going to have to do what you're supposed to do when you have jellyfish bites and stings all over you." But she wouldn't. I sat there for the remainder of the morning with a rash all over me, missed the flight home. Oh, well, we live and learn.
We live and learn, Crouchy. To hear more of Peter Crouch, plus his interviews with Sean Ryder, Jake Bugg and Liam Frey, download the Evening Show podcast from all the usual places. Now, here's a tune Peter wanted to play, but never got the chance. This is Oasis and Cast No Shadow.
Radio X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Here's a little story that made me chuckle. I don't know if you've heard it already, but it's a cracker. Josh Homme has been talking about the delicate etiquette involved when it comes to telling a rock and roll legend to make himself scarce. What am I talking about here? He had to boot Dave Grohl out of the studio because he was such a distraction when Queens of the Stone Age were recording their latest LP. So the Foos recorded their new album, Concrete and Gold, around the corner from where Queens of the Stone Age were working on Villains, their new album. Wasn't really good for productivity for either band by the sound of things. According to Josh, Mr. Grohl had been on the cooking sherry and producer Mark Ronson had to politely boot him out. And Mark Ronson's not exactly the most formidable presence. He's quite a softly spoken man, so how he managed that, I'm not entirely sure. So Mr. Homme said, "I didn't see it because I was in the studio wrestling an alligator, but in this case, Ronson's the new guy and he was very sweet and was protecting me. Maybe in his own mind, he thought he was protecting Dave too." wrestling an alligator. That's a new rock and roll euphemism on me. Although Josh Homme, when he was on the show, did say that he liked to protect his voice with a little bit of whiskey and Advil. What a combination that is. Maybe that's wrestling an alligator. Who knows? Anyway, Queens of the Stone Age, they release Villains on August the 25th, their new album. And Foo Fighters, Concrete and Gold, is coming out in September. So they finally got over the line and got both their albums recorded, which is good news for everybody that likes Radio X and loves their music.
Radio.
Radio.
X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
The Evening Show. Classic album of the week.
X.
It's been a good few weeks since I've taken a little delve deeper into an album we love at Radio X. So we're going back into classic albums. In the past, we've done OK Computer, Screamadelica, Nevermind, Joshua Tree. If you've missed any of them, you can always get them on the Evening Show podcast. But tonight, we are turning our attention, me and producer Vin, to Kasabian and the debut album from the Leicester band from the 6th of September 2004. Can you believe it? The self-titled album Kasabian, nearly 13 years ago now. It reached number 4 in the UK album chart, and it's the only full Kasabian album to feature the guitarist Chris Karloff. Remember Chris Karloff? He left during the recording sessions for the follow-up to Empire. And I think he's got a band now called Black Onassis, I think they're called.
That's right, yeah, Black Onassis. I think they're like a sort of proggy math rock type of band.
So he had a lot to do with that first album. He played a lot of the bass lines. And Clubfoot, I think that's actually him playing that on the original album. The whole record was written by Karloff and Serge Pisano. The two also played the majority of the music, as I said, with Dib, Chris Edwards, and a variety of drummers playing live and programming beats, creating samples. The drummer in the band, Ian Matthews, actually, I can tell you a little story about him. He was in a band called Ilya, and I went to see him play with him at Hoxton Church in about 2003, and he was mesmerising. He's an incredible drummer. He comes from Bristol, and he was part of that whole set, that brilliant Bristol musicians, and he was sort of hand-picked by Serge to go and join the band. And if ever you see them live, he's the man that really holds it together. He's an incredible, incredible sticksman. What a drummer. Anyway, during the recording, the band lived in a farmhouse near Rutland Water, and if you read about it, it says it was to avoid being disturbed, but I think it's also safe to say there was quite a lot of experimentation and opening of the mind going on at the same time. It is a really ambitious and confident album. Announced Kasabian as a fully formed band. What a start to the album as well. It goes Clubfoot, Process Beats, then LSF. What a three songs that is to kick off an album. Then you've got Cut Off, Test Transmission, Orange. I listened to the album again today, and it really is. It reminds me of a magical time, I have to say. The first time I saw Serge and Tom together was in Camden in North London, and Serge was like this psychedelic 70s rock star who walked in wearing a velvet coat, and he had Tom Meehan with him, who was like Zebedee from the Magic Roundabout bouncing around the pub. What a partnership they are, and I think that's part of the success of Kasabian, is the relationship between the two of them. I think Vin, you were saying to me as well that there's a bit of a prog sort of feel as it's coming through this album, certainly in the second album, but you can feel it coming from this one.
Yeah, well, the more you get to know Kasabian, the longer you go on into their back catalogue, I think you sort of discover that they're like a prog band. They have these sort of these dance songs, you know, these very long groovy, you know, energetic tunes, but you can hear it, you can hear the hint of it on the first album. There's lots of loops, there's lots of drum loops, there's lots of samples. It's sort of like baggy. It's almost like sort of Stone Roses type stuff occasionally, isn't it?
Yeah, there are a lot of similarities and comparisons drawn with them. I think Primal Scream as well, a lot of Stone Roses were a lot of comparisons with them early on, and also they've got a really good sense of humour, and it's kind of overlooked with Kasabian a lot of the time, and I think it's a shame because, you know, in all the song titles there's a bit of a tongue-in-cheek, you know, Clubfoot, Reason is Treason, Butcher Blues, Over Blues, you know, there's a real tongue-in-cheek and a bit of a laugh about everything that Serge had written at the time. And it's like I said, that relationship, it's not often you see two front men in a band, and I think at that point Serge was still a little bit shy. He's a really tall guy. When he was on stage early on, he used to kind of hide a little bit, but as they've progressed and as he's got more confident, it's definitely become two front men in a band.
But they're perfect for each other in that way, aren't they? Because Tom really knows how to work the crowd.
Yeah, and they're brilliant together. And I have to say, their live performances, that really pushed them forwards, because they were excellent live, and they played so many brilliant gigs around that time, 2003, 2004, 2005, and it kind of culminated around the time this album promotion finished, when they played Earl's Court, which I think it was three nights they did, and I went to the last night of it, and it's one of the best nights I have ever had when I've been to see bands. So I'm going to play two songs for you now as part of Classic Albums, Kasabian's debut from the 6th of September 2004. I'm going to play some Clubfoot followed by LSF, two massive songs on Radio X.
The Evening Show, Classic Album of the Week.
Radio
X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
The Evening Show, Classic Album of the Week.
X.
So we are doing classic albums on Radio X in the evening show with me, Gordon Smart. You heard LSF, and before that, Club Foot, delving a little bit deeper into Kasabian's debut album from the 6th of September 2004, 13 years ago when that was released. Great to hear Club Foot as well, which has now become known as the Oosh song, often performed on stage with Noel Gallagher playing guitar. And if you remember back as well, Kasabian at the time were supporting Oasis at a lot of their gigs, and they just seemed to hoover up, soak up all of those Oasis fans and have taken them off on a merry journey ever since. There's a really serious message to it, Club Foot, which a lot of people don't remember, but the video was dedicated to Czech student, a guy called Jan Palach, who committed suicide, set himself on fire as a political protest. And the video also refers to the Soviet government's intervention in the Hungarian Revolution of 1956 on a banner with a text in Hungarian, which translated to Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty. It took me a long time to realise what the Kasabian logo was, but if you look carefully, it's like a bandana kind of wrapped across a bandit's face, which really kind of summarised the whole expression of the naughty boys in Kasabian. Oh, Clubfoot, what a song that was. Remember back to the album as well, in different areas, different colours for the album cover. So the British version was black and white, the European import, it was black and red, the American version was black and blue, and the UK limited edition, I don't know if anybody's got this, but it was a glow in the dark cover. And actually, looking back at my stuff, I was looking through all the old Kasabian stuff I've kept from over the years, and I've got a Process Beats, that was the original demo, and I've got it in green vinyl, which is pretty special. That's a prized possession. A little bit of LSF as well, Lost Souls Forever. I was talking about those, that sense of humour that Kasabian have. How about that for a B-side on LSF? Dr. Zap. Love to know who Dr. Zap is. Who is that man? That was Classic Albums tonight. Kasabian going back to their debut from 2004. We'll be doing that again next week.
Radio.
Radio.
X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Two Door Cinema Club, What You Know on Radio X. You're listening to the evening show with me, Gordon Smart. Two Door were guests on the show right at the beginning of the year, actually, in January. Another band I had on recently, just last month. I think they're brilliant. Love them. Royal Blood, they were on in July. And they've been conquering the world, going around playing massive gigs and impressing everywhere they go. They really are a pair of absolute rascals, Mike Kerr and Ben Thatcher. Proper rock stars. When they came in, they were talking about their gigs and, you know, all the exciting stuff ahead of them at the time. They were just about to play Glastonbury, which was a huge, huge gig for them. But I'm not interested in that kind of stuff. I want to know what it's like for them when they play terrible gigs. Here is their answer. You've played some incredible shows over the last few years, gents, but I'd like to know about the worst gig you've played.
The worst gig?
I know exactly what one it is.
Do you?
De Preston.
Preston, oh dear. Take us through it, Ben. Walk us through it.
It was early Royal Blood days, and we were in a venue in Preston, which the name De Preston obviously came about. But it was pretty miserable. It was raining, and we're in this little venue where...
We can call it a venue, can we? It was more of a restaurant.
Yeah. Kebab house.
Yeah, we were interrupting people's dinner.
Oh, no.
The sound guy wasn't there. He was turning up pretty much as we played.
Right.
Out of his mind, not on planet Earth.
Yeah.
And there was about, three people that came to see us, and the rest were trying to enjoy their dinner.
The Royal Blood sound might not be the best accompaniment to garlic bread and chicken Kievs.
It might put you off your food.
Yeah. That was the brilliant drummer from Royal Blood, Ben Thatcher, talking about the worst gig the band have ever played. Now, I often bemoan the fact that rock and roll seems to be dead, but those two lads really are burning that candle brightly for naughty behaviour. And while I've got you, I might as well play another little clip because they were on good form when they popped in. So this is Royal Blood talking about some of the rock and roll antics that happen backstage when you happen to find yourself on tour with Worthing's noisiest rock and roll duo.
I remember at some festival with the band The Marmosets. I'm not sure if you're familiar with them, but they brought a guy with them on tour who was a tattoo artist.
Yeah.
And just before we went on stage, we ended up tattooing Sam from The Marmosets across his chest. My name went across his left side of his chest, and Mike wrote Royal Blood over the right side, spelt wrong.
B-L-U-D.
I was going to say, how did you get that bit wrong? Yeah,
it was horrible.
It was was Mike Kerr and Ben Thatcher from Royal Blood talking about all the carry-on they get up to backstage when they are on tour.
Radio X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
At the end of last month, I had the pleasure of Arcade Fire's Wynn Butler on the show. We caught up with him while he was lying by a pool in Italy enjoying himself. I'd been itching to find out the score with what I thought were panpipes on their last single, Ever Than Now. The Ewoks have been going mad for it on the Forest Moon of Endor. Anyway, Wynn kindly put me right about the whole panpipe fiasco. It's quite a brave thing as well to put panpipes in a song. I mean, is that something that you were completely confident about, or did you have a little wobble? Or did it feel at any point like a bit of Spinal Tap going on?
Well, it's not actually panpipes. It's actually an African flute, and the guy Patrick Bebe who plays it, it's actually his voice, the whole thing.
Wow.
There's really only the flute is only one note, so it's actually essentially a vocal part. But it was originally taken from a song called Coffee Cola, and then we found the son of the musician who performed it, and he played it with us live in the studio.
Now, let's have a little practice before I play the song. Are you ready? Ooh, 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 ooh. All right, just have a little practice that. This is the single note, African flute. Ooh, 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 ooh. Come on. We can all do it. This is the single note, African flute, in all its glory, Arcade Fire, and Everything Now, right now on The Evening Show.
Radio X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
In about an hour's time, John Kennedy, the most trusted man in new music, will be joining the show with his big recommendation for The Evening Show faithful. He's a great bloke, loved by bands and our listeners in equal measure. And I can tell you that dapper John Kennedy has been honoured by the AIM Independent Music Awards. He's been nominated by the Association of Independent Music with a nod in the Indie Champion category. It really is a big pat on the back and richly deserved. He's in good company with two bands he's supported from day one. Alt-J, they've also received a nomination for Independent Album of the Year, while the XX have been given a mention in the Independent Track of the Year category for their single On Hold. So best of luck to John Kennedy, richly deserved. What a thoroughly brilliant bloke he is, with the most amazing ears ever. Right, here are the XX with that song now, On Hold.
Radio X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
If you were looking for a band to be long-term advocates of guitar music, you needn't look any further than Queens of the Stone Age. But they've got a bit of a pessimistic take on the lack of guitar bands right now. Drummer John Theodore said, "It's like guitars are going extinct in a lot of ways. Now it's punk to learn upright bass or classical guitar. It's a new world right now, and sometimes I feel like a dinosaur, but most of the time I'm just grateful that we got started before this transition started. We're still firmly rooted in the world of guitar." Queens bassist Michael Schumann, he added, "I think we notice it most when we play festivals and you look at the lineup and you don't know most of the bands on there, or there used to be rock bands that used to take the reins. Well, there's no problem with guitars here at Radio X, and here they are, Queens of the Stone Age, in their pomp. This is the lost art of keeping a secret."
Radio X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Right, I've got loads of different Foo Fighters stories for you, so make yourself comfortable. A deep breath. I had Dave Grohl and his mum on the show recently, and they both confessed how starstruck they still get around Sir Paul McCartney. Taylor Hawkins doesn't even mind when Macca takes his job in the Foo Fighters. Now, Macca's drumming on the new album, Concrete and Gold, the new Foo's album, and Taylor said he hadn't even heard the song. He comes in, Dave Grohl picks up an acoustic guitar and showed him really quick. He sat in a special drum set that his tech set up for him. I sat there with a drumstick conducting. He did two takes. Imagine being a fly on the wall seeing that happen. Incredible. Right, carrying on. Taylor Hawkins, on the other hand, has been doing his own thing with Queen. The drummer recorded a track with Brian May and Roger Taylor, which was actually written by Dennis Wilson of Beach Boys fame. Sadly, though, it's never going to see the light of day because of legal issues, which is a complete and utter shame. Maybe one day, who knows, but it sounds unlikely. And finally, how about this? The Foos joined forces with Perry Farrell from Jane's Addiction on Saturday to perform a Jane's Addiction song at Lollapalooza. Right. Take a deep breath again. Did you get all of that? Here's a quick musical recap. So the Foos, with a little bit of Paul McCartney. There he is, Macca. All You Need Is Love. Queen, Taylor Hawkins. And then Foos, playing with Jane's Addiction. All right, let's not forget Taylor Hawkins and a little bit of the Beach Boys you'll never hear. I think about just about got all of that in. Right, and breathe.
Radio.
Radio.
X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
That was the Evening Show podcast from Radio X with me, Gordon Smart, and producer Vin. Thank you very much for listening. If you enjoyed that, please do leave a review and tell all your friends how wonderful the experience was joining us for that nonsense.
Oh, and thanks to Peter Crouch for covering as well.
Yeah, Crouchy, good on Crouchy. Great 2 weeks stuff, of mate. Peter Crouch. What a lovely human being he is. Do you think I'll get to do 2 weeks playing for Stoke in exchange?
Oh, I'd love it if that's how it works.
Yeah, that'd be great. I could just see myself.
83rd minute, blown Smart out. Coming on.
Yeah, 30 seconds in. Bring us off.
Throwing a few elbows.
See you next week.
Radio X.